My name is Marilyn Strickland, and I'm speaking to Group 10. And if you look at your map, there's not much difference between 4, 3, and 10 because of proximity. So a lot of what I'm going to say may be redundant, but I'll go through quickly. So what do we like the most? We thought that that area up on 10, which is on Commerce Street between 17th and 16th, is kind of like the pinnacle of the whole area. It's like a vista. And when you're up there, you can see everything. It's very panoramic. You can see all of Pacific Avenue, the mountain, the museum. So it's a really nice vantage point. The green grass was really nice. The scale of the street was really nice. It's small and easy to cross. And we think it's really nice that the Carlton Building is right there because it's an elegant historical building. And so much around there is brand spanking new. And so the elegance of the Carlton kind of reminds us that we're in old downtown, which is really cool. What do we like least? There's a parking garage on 16th and Commerce, and some of us have realized that it's part of the lease with the Marriott Convention Center, and it's there to stay. Some of us said, tear it down, make that the skate park in the basketball court. One thing that Jim pointed out was that there are curbs and gutters that divide the space kind of awkwardly, so there's this nice potential for pedestrian plaza, but then there's a street, and the curbs are kind of awkward, and again, there's not that flow, and so the ideal there is to make it kind of this plaza, which is what I'm hearing from groups 4 and 3 as well. So we agree there's going to be a nice outdoor space, or possibly a retail or a restaurant that encourages outdoor dining. There's no seating in that area, so we suggested a couple of benches, and again, separation from area 3, which makes it awkward and doesn't flow well. Right, 10 improvements short term. The windows at the Carlton, someone already brought up. Benches, lighting, tables with umbrellas. Art installation. Retail use of A-board. Storyboard. And we talked about some really easy fixes, and I think some of us use examples of places in Tacoma where people gather, and they love to gather. Taste of Tacoma, Ethnic Fest, the Broadway Market. The thing that those things have in common is food. So bring some food vendors downtown on a Friday afternoon, and that plaza will be packed because people want low-cost place to have lunch and to sit outside. That's not a hard thing to figure out. No garbage cans or recycling bins, and for those of us who own and walk dogs downtown, we definitely need to make it more pet-friendly down there. Some more color, flowers, 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 and possibly neon art in front of the parking garage, which is what JJ suggested. And then Chris suggested racks for bicycles because people want to ride bikes a lot. And again, we tend to build our downtown to accommodate automobiles, and we need to accommodate alternate forms of traffic, whether you're walking, using public transportation, or riding a bike, or skateboarding. Long-term changes. We talked about creating this kind of cafe plaza atmosphere up there, which is consistent with what the other two groups just said. We talked about one row of the parking garage and creating retail shops that are smaller and intimate. Some public restrooms. Creating linkage up to Broadway neighborhoods and a pedestrian corridor toward Market Street. And again, the bike trail. And one of the things that I had suggested was the fact that a lot of our changes we talk about are cosmetic and physical. And we talked about the fact that there's a campaign that's involved here, a mindset that has to change, a mindset about people coming to downtown. But I think for those of us who are planning what to do in downtown, we have to open our minds to the fact that there are going to be lots of people down here, some of whom make us uncomfortable, some of whom don't look like us, and some of who have different lifestyles than we do. And if we're going to be an open community, you really have to be open to everyone. That's the skaters. That's the people who may have some problems that don't relate to our lives at all. But we can't just have a downtown for right people. We have to have downtown for all people. That's vitally important. So we talked about partnerships, and the typical list here, but there's some groups that we thought of as well. We said the School of the Arts. We said the Korean Women's Association, which is the Asian community. We talked about Central Latino. We talked about the Black Collective. We talked about the Hillside Development Council. We also talked about the News Tribune as a partner. They have access to our community, they write editorials, and they do online surveys. And let's ask the people who aren't coming downtown why they're not down here. Let's ask the people who would possibly use the space what they think and not focus on what we think they should do. That's it.